Fierce femme media.
It's like nerd questions.
You know what? I don't appreciate fucking the Siri Alexa wannabe on Zoom calling me out every time I hit record. I just don't appreciate it.
I do.
Why did they change that? Just so people would know.
Some shit must have happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, there was that one school board meeting.
I've done some questionable things on Zoom that I'm.
I wonder if it has anything to do with like the legality in certain states that you have to like notify parties when they're being recorded.
Oh, I'm sure.
Probably.
Fun suckers.
Mm-hmm.
But then why can't you just say, I'm going to start recording this? Like, yeah, that's what you have to say.
It literally says recording up in the corner. Like, if you missed that, that's kind of your own fault.
Yeah, I think it's your own fault.
Okay, there was that one like board meeting where the teachers were talking shit about like the parents or something, and like it went viral.
Yeah, but that was live.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that was a public meeting.
What do we do? Oh, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the weekly wind down. I am Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacy, the new age old school mom.
I'm Stacy, the political princess.
And I'm Erin, the geeky gal pal.
Boo! Who's in Florida now?
I know, I'm so sorry. I don't want to be here if it makes you feel any better.
We don't want you there, so.
Sorry.
Oh my God, same.
Tonight I am drinking, okay, so I don't know if there was like a truly shortage in California or something was going on. Last weekend.
I knew I was coming.
Yeah, so like every place was like sold out. So it forced people. Here's what I love about my friends. It forced people to bring really random Truly over for the barbecue. God forbid we bring anything else. It wasn't like, well, they were at a Truly, so I brought White Claw. No one's going to drink that shit. They're at a Truly, so we brought the Bud Light, Budweiser thing. Right. No one's going to do that. It wasn't anything else. So I ended up with like Tropical Punch Truly and lemonade Trulies and like all these fun Trulies. So I am drinking the fruit punch ones, and I have to tell you, these are better than the regular ones.
Oh wow,
they're hell of good. They taste like wine coolers.
Are they better than the lemonade one?
Okay, the lemonade one's only good if you're already hammered and like,
well,
you can't.
I wasn't
really
when you
it.
Gave me one, but I was like,
I don't think you're a good judge. Yeah, I mean, you'll drink anything. You're like Mikey.
I'll drink anything. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I don't know. They're kind of sweet, so I don't know if I could drink them like all day long.
That was my issue with them. Good. They were a little sweet.
Yeah, but they aren't as bad as the lemonade ones. And it's nice to have something different. So I approve of these.
I think the lime one is the grossest.
Oh, pineapple's my favorite.
Oh, me too. I like pineapple and mango.
Yeah, that's Bueno's favorite. So
yeah,
and she
but I think
pineapple.
lime's nasty. I'm drinking Ménage à Trois Gold Chardonnay.
Yum.
Again.
Our chard.
it's just the best combination.
Oh, I have your sparkling wine here.
Oh, yeah, I need to get that. I am drinking a raspberry lime Truly. Because I had gotten Truly's. I had gotten the mixed berry one at Target. That's where I found Truly's.
You didn't bring them over?
No, I offered. I said, I have like 10 at my house, and then no one responded. Okay, whatever. And I'm keeping them here. I was going to pull them out of the fridge and everything.
Oh, wow. How else would you have gotten them here?
No. Well, I mean, they were like already in the fridge and stuff. They were, I was going to bring the fridge. I'm
going to bring the whole fridge.
Yeah, smart ass.
You dick.
You dick.
I'm drinking Orange Crush American Wheat Beer with wildflower honey and sweet orange peel.
Fancy.
It was in the fridge because we did that beer tasting when Matt's mom was here. So we have so many random beers that we bought like 35 beers. So we didn't get to all of them, obviously. I think we drank 24 or 5 of them though. So we had like 10 extras. I know it was a lot of beer. But it was this or there. I have a mango habanero one that I really, really want to try, but I'm like, I don't know if I really want to try that for the podcast. So this is very good. Very, very good.
Very good. It's very good.
Very good. I really enjoyed it. The only good thing about Florida, aside from Disney World, is they have some pretty good breweries. So
we have beer.
I know. You have Blue Skies too. And you have a beach, and you have snow, and you have mountains, and you have flatland, and you have desert. Like,
and we have Disney.
Sigh. And Disney. And wine. Oh, the wine.
All of the wine.
All of the wine.
It's so good too. I didn't think
the
I was
wine
enjoy
is better
so
than everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. Honestly, I was like, I don't really like reds, and then I'm drinking reds. I'm like, I love reds. this is lovely.
It's different here. It hits different here.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just like the environment you're in. All of it.
All right. Way. So this week, all of us were real burnt out from work and life. So we didn't pick a topic. So instead, we are going to play a conversation game. Aaron, start us off.
All right.
Well, not start us off. Like, it's only all you're right. The only one who can do it. You have the cards.
Oh. I don't know if are I should start out with this one.
I think we should. We're all answering the questions, right? She's going to ask it, and then we all have to answer it.
Yeah, I think so. I like should that. I start with this? This is a deep one. Should I do it?
Aaron, you're in charge.
All right. What lie do you keep telling yourself?
Oh God.
I told you it was deep.
That I'll be able to change the overall culture at my job.
Ouch.
God, that was deep too. Maybe we should have got more drunk for that one.
Oh, it's not my turn. Sorry, Stacey.
I'm going to say, that I'm gonna fit in some of the clothes that I was saving because they were my favorites, like when we first got married. I get saving like 2 sizes down, but 5 sizes down I should probably away. Plus, once you like lose weight, you want to buy all new stuff to like reward yourself. So mm-hmm. I need to stop saying I'm gonna wear these clothes.
That's a good one.
I feel
one.
That though. I feel
that. For real.
They're all outdated.
I think mine is because I was like doing so good and I lost a good amount of weight, and then I've just been like work's been so stressful that I'm using that as an excuse to eat my feelings. So the biggest lie I keep telling myself recently is like, all right, tomorrow I'm back on my diet and I'm gonna start working out. And so far it's been like 2 weeks and I haven't.
That's a good one. I keep telling myself that I'm going to be able to fix my job. And I don't think I'm going to. I just keep lying to myself saying it's going to get better. It's going to get better. So
yeah, now you're just resigned to the fact that it sucks.
It's bullshit.
Bullshit.
All right. Would you rather be married to someone who's a control freak or super easygoing?
Super easygoing.
I am married to somebody who's super easygoing, and I could see why some people could get annoyed at that, because it's always that conversation of like, well, what do you want to do tonight? I don't care, whatever you want to do. Where do you want to go out to eat? I don't care, wherever you want to go. What movie do you want? I don't care, whatever you want to watch. It's so like, please, can you just make some decisions? I'm tired. I make decisions all day with the kids. I don't want to make
you have decision fatigue.
Oh yeah.
So I can see why some people would be like,
there has to be a happy medium, right? Like,
yeah.
Right.
But I'd still choose easygoing.
Yeah. I'm a control freak. So easygoing.
I would want
self-awareness. I love it.
Right. I would want to be with a control freak because I cannot stand making decisions.
Was that on purpose? My wife, who she's a good combination of both. Sometimes she's a little too controlling with certain things, and then she can be laid back with others, but she keeps telling me, she's like, someone told me, or she said, I'm super laid back when we first met. And then like a year later, I was like, who told you?
Who lied to you?
I was like, who told you that? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, I think you've just been like with people who are such a mess that you seem easygoing. Because you're not.
She's not in chaos.
Yeah. Because she manages chaos. So like, she's not super laid, but she's getting better though. She's starting to like let certain things go. Okay.
She's not like Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah. It's really funny that somebody described her as super laid back.
Yeah. They lied to her.
All right. Yeah. Next one. How soon after a relationship ends do you get rid of mementos?
Immediately. I don't hold on. Like, I am not a sentimental person, though. I hold on to nothing. I have my, the person I was closest to probably growing up, like, was my grandmother. And when she passed away, I only have one thing of hers. Like, I don't, I have one thing of my best friends that passed away. Like, so I'm not a good, what, I'm not a good judge of, like, that. I don't like clutter.
I think it depends on the relationship. If it was like a quick one or ended badly, I'm like, get rid of it all. But if it was a good relationship, you learned a lot, like whatever, I'll keep like some photos and get rid of like the t-shirts or the like, oh, this cute little ticket that reminded me of you on our first date, you know, like stupid little shit. I'll get rid of that pretty quick. But I still have like pictures, and I guess that's it. Pictures from like past relationships.
I wait until I have concluded the dramatic feel sorry for myself crying and like binge eating ice cream, and then I want to like burn it in effigy.
So that's then, like the most on brand thing for you.
Just gonna be honest.
So I absolutely get rid of stuff. The second my heart is broken, I get rid of everything, like literally everything, every picture, every email, every text. And then like 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Like, I just want to go back and like obsessively look at everything, and then I can't. So
yeah, that's why you need to wait until the ice cream period's over.
I know, I don't. I'm like, so I just like split decision. I'm like, boom, get rid of everything. Like, I don't know. I just can't. I did the idea of like staring at pictures all day. I'm like, oh, thanks, Facebook.
Instagram, Twitter.
Oh, God, right?
I feel like I'm kind of glad I kept like the more serious ones, because like talking to the girls about like, oh, I had this boyfriend, you know, this one actually mattered, this one broke my heart, you know, like whatever. And then being able to show them pictures of when we were young and like silly stuff we did, I feel like I don't regret that, you know. But if I had like a really jealous important. Yeah, I feel like it's my past. It's who I am.
It's important to show that, like, not every relationship that didn't work out was a waste of time.
For
like,
sure.
Some things, just the timing's not right, or they run their course or whatever. And, like, it doesn't mean you didn't love that person or you didn't care about that person. So I think it's good to show that you can, like, healthily move on from relationships.
Right. And also that your mom knows, like, what you're going through, even though, like, in their world, it's like, oh, mom and dad are happy and everything's great all the time. But for, like, you know, your kid to get cheated on, and you could say, oh, I can actually really, like, empathize with you because this is what happened to me, and talk about, you know, like, past relationships, too. But I could also see if you had, like, a really jealous partner, that they would be like, why do you still have pictures of your ex? I mean, obviously mine is like, that was 17 years ago. If you have an issue, we need to have a conversation. Right. But I could see some people being jealous of that. So it's not worth it if it causes turmoil in your current relationship.
Yeah. But I think that'd be cool to be like, show your kids like, oh, here's my high school boyfriend. Here's my whatever. Like, just to get that glimpse into your life. Yeah.
It makes your parent more human to me.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. All right. What pushes your buttons?
Oh my God. Where to start?
Jackie, you get 2 minutes.
I'm just kidding. I hate when people are late. I hate when people are late when I'm meeting them somewhere, because I feel like you've wasted my time, and like, because I showed up on time and now you're making me wait somewhere for you by myself. That really grinds my gears.
I haven't done that to you.
No. I mean, if you're late to my house and we're all just like, whatever, but like, right. If we're meeting somewhere, oh, that pisses me off so much. I don't like when women pretend to be stupider than they are to impress guys, because they think that guys want someone who's not as intelligent as them. Challenge these assholes to read more, I guess. I hate when girls do that. It's not even the guy's fault. Like, girls do that to themselves. That's one of my pet peeves. One of my other pet peeves, I have so many. I hate when people talk down to other people, not in like a joking way, but like truly condescending, when someone's asking a genuine question trying to learn. Like, I don't like that. if someone's really, really asking because they're curious about something, just have a conversation with them. You don't need to be a dick. Republicans and one of my biggest like pet peeves about people is not having self-awareness. Like, we all have shit that's wrong with us, but if you refuse to see what's wrong with you and you just keep making the same mistakes over and over again and blaming everybody else for them, like, that's not helpful to anybody and it gets tiresome. And hey, you're not always the fucking victim. So I like self-awareness in people, even when it hurts, because we all have shit that we need to work on. So I have more, but I'm going to keep it quick.
I'll keep it to like five or less. I'm going to say people that tell little lies throughout the day, just to like save their ass. It's not even a white lie to like, you know, cover a surprise party or like not hurt somebody's feelings. It's just like lies to get out of trouble. Like, own your shit. People that use the wrong grammar because it's trendy, like scene, grinds my gears.
That's trendy.
Oh, I've seen that.
Not like with us.
No. Healthcare, I think, like, grinds my gears. Especially people that pay into it and don't get the healthcare that they need. What the fuck are you paying for? And I just learned a new one today. My friend was texting me like screenshots of this guy that like wants her to be in like a like master sub relationship, and she has no interest, but he wants her to like talk to him like he's nothing. And she was sending me the screenshots, and the more I read them, the more I got angry. Like, really angry. Like, he was like, go be a good girl for daddy and this and that. And I was like,
no.
I felt my rage getting higher. I had to stop reading them because I was so annoyed with how he talked to her that I was like, wow, this is something I could never get into. I didn't even know that pushed my buttons, but today I found that out.
I've never been in that like situation, but I feel like that would push my buttons too. I'd be like, right? What the fuck?
He was like, she said something about, I'm going to go run some errands or something. And he said, like, keep things clean for daddy, take care of yourself, this and that. And I was like, oh my God, it made my blood boil.
I mean, whatever floats your boat, but that's not my boat.
No, no thanks, Tom Hanks.
Nope.
So gross. Okay. I'm going to apologize ahead of time because that's the kind of person I am. I have a lot.
Okay. Shocking.
Bad grammar. Is like number one. I agree with everything you guys said about the like using language that just because it's cool, I seen that, those things I absolutely hate. I cannot stand when people don't know how to use apostrophes. This class is on Wednesdays. Wednesdays what? You put an apostrophe. That's it's possessive. Like, I can't with that nonsense. I really, really get bothered by people who, I'm trying not to be so specific that anyone who knows me listening is going to know who I'm talking about. People who
hit on you when you're not interested. I get it. I get it.
Like, people who talk about things like they're an authority on it, but don't really have any like knowledge to back it up. Like, you don't have to try and make everyone think you're smarter than you actually are. Like, that really drives me nuts. I really, really, pet peeve of mine is people who park like assholes in parking lots, and then you have to park next to them, and then you look like an asshole because they park like an asshole. That really bothers me. I really, really get bothered when there is time left on the microwave timer. Like, people who don't clear the microwave when the time is up. That bothers me like a lot. Another pet peeve of mine is when humans baby talk to other humans. And so, like, I don't mind because I baby talk a little bit to my dogs, but I don't think, like, my dogs don't need to learn the human language. So I feel like you should, when your baby is at a point where they need to start learning, like, I don't like, we're going to call this this and we call this this. Like, well, that's not going to serve you very well in adulthood, or even not adulthood, even with me working with children. And they're like, you know, using all these words that you're like, I don't know what that is because that's not English. And so, like, that kind of stuff. I also don't like little pet names for genitalia. my hoo-ha, my beepee, my blah, blah, blah. Like, oh my God, no, I don't like the infantilization of sex at all. I don't like people like Ariana Grande, who's like, I have ponytails and I'm a little girl. Like, you're not a little girl. You're singing about 69. So you're not a little girl. Like, that really pet peeve.
You knew those just like, man, you didn't have to think
I've got more. Every guy's dating profile, it has a picture of him holding a fish. I don't like that. Swipe. I'm not interested.
Aaron?
Yeah. I could keep going. I've got so many more.
You got some entertaining ones, actually. So. I think my biggest thing that pushes my buttons is when people say one thing and then do completely something different. Like, they tell you they're going to do one thing and then they don't fucking do that. They do something completely different. And like, oh, I really respect you. I would do what you're asking and then fucking go around and don't do that. That just happened to me at work and it literally made me crazy. That was like my biggest, I can't fucking stand when people do that. Like, if you can't stand by what you said, then you just need to alert the person. Like, hey, I can't do what I said I was going to do. Like, don't be a fucking coward. My other is people that don't use turn signals. I can't fucking stand that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when you're driving with somebody and they aren't satisfied with either how fast you're going or you're going too fast and they have to like grab the door handle because they're afraid. Like, come on. You're not going to die. Calm down. I also cannot actually stand.
You feel very specific.
I can't stand not making the bed.
Same. That's,
oh, I don't wait. I'm bad at that.
I have Same. To. It's just like the one thing you can do for your bedroom is make your bed. And like, it just drives
it's
me.
It's so weird nuts. Because I'm like a pretty tidy human being. I super will leave laundry out for like 2 or 3 days and I won't make my bed every day.
Oh man. I don't know, Stacey. That may be deal.
Is it not going to work? Is that a
deal? I don't know. It might be, man. God damn. I have my whole future planned out.
I can change.
I'm sure I have more. I don't even there. You know, it's so funny. Sometimes when you think about pet peeves, you don't really know all of them until you're like, motherfucker, that's one of my pet peeves because it just happened. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, God, I can't fucking say it when people do that. So, all right. Next one. Have you ever been attracted to a teacher?
Like someone who is a teacher or one of your teachers?
One of your teachers. I'm assuming that's what I'm going to say. Like when you were in school, I don't care what grade, even if you were in college, were you ever attracted to a teacher?
Oh, I have a funny one.
No.
No, I don't think so. I had a teacher who, like, I was doing an internship in his classroom and I thought like, oh, he's a cute teacher, but I wasn't, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, no.
I didn't have
that was like
young, attractive teachers.
Like a few years into college, I had a really, really attractive young biology teacher. And I was like,
you wanted him to teach you about biology?
The birds and the bees. I was like aware that he was attractive, like very attractive, and that all the girls were like around him.
What did he just
Kai's
Kai's like, what's going on? But it didn't like really like matter to me. Yeah. I wasn't like, I was aware that he was attractive. I wasn't like, oh, I have a crush on him. So I had to do this piece in journalism about him. It was like a biography because he was a new teacher on campus. And so I wrote it out and I asked Jax to edit it. And she was like, you need to change some of this wording. And I was like, why? And she's like, because it's very obvious that you think he's attractive by like what? I don't remember how I worded it. It wasn't chiseled down, but it was something like that. And so she was like, you need to change this wording because you sound like you're fangirling. And I was like, oh, I don't even have a crush on him. But
God damn,
I was
like, I'm a good friend.
I was embarrassed. And like, I'm really glad you caught that part one out. That would have sucked.
You're welcome.
That's very funny.
I'm sure this will come as a surprise to no one. But
that you had several.
Oh, oh my God. Several. I like could have guessed this.
Yeah. Literally, I think every year, even when I was a kid, like my Mrs. Nabhan, Mrs. Vaughn, like oh my God, Mrs. Burke in eighth grade, my English teacher, Oh my God. When I was in high school, I had this crush on this. I actually wrote a blog about this because it was one of my most embarrassing moments. I'm just going to tell you guys. So
it's just the four of us.
I know. Right. And the, I don't know, 5,000 listeners we have. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
So I had the biggest crush in my junior year on our government teacher. And he, I'm not going to say his name.
He,
but yeah, he.
No,
I wasn't expecting that.
Okay. So it was bad. Like I had it bad. And he was married to the drama coach. And she was also, I think, a special ed teacher. But I knew her very well. I was in drama, obviously. And she was, her like initials were EZ when she was, before she was married to him.
Oh, so for fuck's sake.
So there was like, well, that we were in drama and like someone had written on the back of like one of the drama things, like the props, like MJ plus EZ. And I was like, who the fuck did this? Who did this? Why do you guys think this is funny? And the wife was like, Aaron, those are my initials. I was like, oh, my bad. And it was so like embarrassing. And then like, because I'm an idiot and I think writing my feelings down is ever going to fucking help. I wrote a letter to him, like apologizing, but like also like confessing that I had all these like stupid girl crush bullshit. Oh, like I was so stupid. I had no Jackie in my life. Aaron, no!
Don't do it.
Don't do it. And so I did it. And then I fucking slid it under his door at school and the janitor found it. And the janitor turned it in to the principal and I had to have a meeting with the principal and my mom and my stepdad and the teacher and his wife. And it was like,
and his wife.
Down. Yeah. I was like,
I would have died. I would have just left and not showed up for the meeting and been like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I didn't go to school here anymore. So.
Right? I would have fallen off the planet.
Fuck. It was the only school too. So I had to go. No, but it was bad. It was like literally the most embarrassing time of my entire life. I was a junior in high school.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah, it was awful.
That's rough.
My mom was like, we left the meeting. My mom's like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, I don't even know. I have no words. I'm sorry. She's like, yeah, you have no words. You wrote them all down, didn't you? I'm like, oh, sorry, Mary.
I also feel like as a principal of a high school, I wouldn't have done that to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, they did it. They 100% did it. I was like so fucking embarrassed. So I wrote the blog post about it, and his wife is friends with me on Facebook, and she read it and like messaged me and was like, you know, so and so, Mr. So and so, he told me to tell you it's fine, and he thinks you've turned out to be a really lovely lady. I'm like, oh my
really
god,
really lovely lesbian.
Like, oh my god, I'm a lovely lady. Does he want to get dinner?
And the worst nightmare. You're telling me my worst nightmare.
It seriously was so bad. And like the worst part, when I think back on it, he was so ugly. He looked like a Muppet. I'm like, why? Why? Like Rangeley just had like a real shortage of men. And I was so like confused too. Like I didn't know if I was gay. Like I had a crush on a girl, but I was like, I'm just gonna throw all of it into this unattainable man.
That's probably why.
Also like a bad very coming of age, like feel good TV show moment.
Yeah.
Like this is every 90s movie right there.
It did not feel good to Aaron.
Yeah, no.
So bad. Like I still like, I'll never forget my best friend at the time was like, what'd you do? I'm like, yeah, not think clearly. Sorry. Oof. I just felt so bad. So then like every time in class, I was like,
you still had to be in his class.
Yes, he's the only, I mean, it was, the school was 250 kids and my graduating class was 55 students.
Yeah,
oh my
that's
God.
So bad.
Rough. Aaron was presented with two roads. And she was easy way to graduation or that really, really rocky one with a bunch of poison ivy and thorns. And is that a dragon? I'm going to go that way.
I'm going to go that way.
You know what? That one looks fun.
Yeah. Oh, and the best part.
There's a best part.
So this happened like in the middle of the year. So then I'm still in track and he's a track coach. Great. So thankfully it wasn't my track. I threw it shot put and discus. Duh. I mean, I'm a big dyke. So I was like, I got like a most improved award or something.
I know. She's like, living vicariously through this story.
She's like, I'm getting anxiety just hearing.
She has hives. Look at her. I'm just kidding. Aaron's all.
No, do you really? I'm really sorry. It all turns out fine. I'm fine.
What a Pisces. I'm really sorry.
So I had to go up to accept the award. And of course, he gave me the award. And he was like, congratulations. I was like, thanks. And I fucking turned around and ran into the flagpole. I hate my
God. That's funny.
I'm like, if anybody, sweaty.
No, I'm sweaty too, if it makes you feel any better. Like, I literally, I thought I would have learned my lesson, but no, I had crushes on college professors too. So there you go.
Did any of them ever pan out?
No.
Did you ever hook up with any of your college professors?
No. I did become very good friends with one of them, which is, you know, whatever.
But good friends.
Yeah, we're good friends. No, she's not. No. No. I would have loved it, which is so funny. They're so not. I don't even want to keep talking about it. I mean, I do, but I don't.
You're in charge of the card. So.
Next one. I'm like, someone ask another question.
That's you. That's you, friend.
Stacey's very uncomfortable right now.
I'm so sorry. God. Let's change it. All right. What purchase made you happiest for the longest time?
My Xbox.
I love it.
Well, it's true. It's still making me happy.
I'm thinking, sorry.
I know what Kai's is, his welder.
His tractor.
Not his welder / generator.
We've only had it for less than a year, so probably not. I really don't know. I want to say something big, like our house or.
House is probably a better choice than my Xbox.
But that was stressful. Buying a house is stressful. You can't really say like that was like your happiest.
Oh, I guess I could have said Thor too.
I know. I was thinking about that, but then it seems
so weird to say. I've only been Thor
for 4 months. Well, but also
exactly.
Are, I know you pay for pets, but a purchase.
Yeah,
I'm saying. I love my dogs. I'm not gonna say them.
Okay.
We'll come back to Stacey.
Okay. A purchase that made me happiest.
The longest.
Vibrator.
Oh, another good one. I'm going to change my answer.
I said a vibrator.
Oh, hell yeah. Shit. Same. Can I steal? God. Or my dildo, which is weird that I have one, but I do.
Not weird.
I'm trying to think of like objects that I've owned for more than like 10 years that like I still look at fondly. That's a hard question, but I would say it's probably either a really good book that I got as like a teen that I still constantly read, or I have like a couple pieces of jewelry that I've had like all my life. I have a little silver kaleidoscope that I wear around my neck that my mom bought me on the beach in Santa Barbara. I was probably pregnant with Lex at the time. It was so long ago that I still... people ask me about it and I still like showing it off and I still wear it all the time. So that's probably one. I don't have a lot of stuff that I've had for a long time. I guess little stuff like that.
I would
probably
say
my car too.
Your car?
Yeah. Cause I can change the color of the lighting on the inside and that novelty has not worn off.
So makes you happy.
Yeah.
In the same vein as Stace, like I have a ring that I bought in West Hollywood when I went with my friends like years ago. And it's just like a silver band. And I normally wear it on my middle finger, but I don't wear it when I travel because I swell up on the airplane. I know, right? So I'm like, I don't wear it then, but like, it's literally one of my most favorite pieces of jewelry that I have. Cause like I bought it for myself, like, and I still have it. And it still makes me think of like that time we went and it was so fun. And
I have a necklace that and a ring that I was hiking on the beach when I was 16 and found it in, it was like a 4 or 5 day hike, and somebody had built a driftwood hut on the beach, and we hung out there, and somebody had hung up their necklace with their ring so they could swim in the ocean, I guess. And I found it. There were no people around, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
So I wore the necklace every day till I went to boot camp. And then when I graduated boot camp, I put it back on and I wore it all the time. I still have it. And the ring I wore, same thing, every day till boot camp and then after. And now my oldest daughter wears the ring. So that's a really good one.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah. I like that.
All right. One more, Erin, then we're going to do Obsessed With.
All right. In a movie about your life, who would play your mother?
Oh, my mother? Okay.
Probably Cybill Shepherd.
That's
fucking perfect, man. Or Jean Smart.
Oh yeah, I love Jean Smart.
Are we talking looks, personality, Smart, like character, like
all of it? Like, Smart. If you had to cast her, if you were in charge of casting the movie of your life, who would be your mom?
I need way more time to think about this. So if I would change it if I had like a whole day to think about it, but probably a cross between Susan Sarandon and who's the mom from Stepmom?
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, Susan Sarandon.
Okay. Yeah. Susan Sarandon and McGonagall from Harry Potter.
Oh,
I like that.
A good one. Really good cross between those two.
I was thinking Sally Field for your mom.
That's what I was thinking for my mom.
What the fuck?
Well, that's weird. I was going to say Sally Field for my mom, even though like my mom's a little taller than Sally Field, but I think Sally Field.
I was going to say Shirley MacLaine too. Could have been my mom or Holland Taylor, but she'd have to dye her hair dark.
I trade places with Holland Taylor for a day.
Jesus, yeah, 100%.
That is one relationship I do not get.
I don't get it either, but you know, good for them. I mean, good for Holland, man.
Okay. I mean, all right. Since that one was quick, do one more. We're all caught up.
I want to, can we do who would play you?
Yeah, let's do that one. Who would play you
in a movie?
Seth Rogen.
Nice. I love that answer.
Yes. You literally didn't even think about it. You're like, I got that one.
Yeah, I love that answer. I'm going to say Emma Stone, because that's who like I would like want to aspire to be, so...
And she's like, on Kai's list.
Right. And she has red hair.
Perfect. I asked this question, but now I really don't know. who has big eyebrows?
Everybody.
What about Anna Kendrick? Because she's funny, smart, like.
I could see Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I could see Anna Kendrick or like. Looks what Anne Hathaway?
Oh yeah,
with, like the hair color and eyebrows.
I can see that too.
I can see that.
But realistically, like, could portray my personality. Tina Fey.
100%. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Amy Poehler.
And then we could be best friends.
All right. What are you guys obsessed with this week?
Okay, I have two, but they're quick. A happy one and kind of a thoughtful one.
Zach?
I don't know. I'm really sorry. This poster keeps falling. I'm sorry, Steve.
You're such a Pisces. Stop apologizing.
The happy one is we gave my oldest, who is going to be a senior this year, the option of if you give up the idea of going on the senior trip to like Cancun or wherever with all the shit that happens on those trips, we will send you on the like actual educational trip at the end of the year, which is Italy, Greece, Spain. It's 2 weeks. And like, I'm super excited for her because it's so up her alley. Like it's she's really into art and museums and that type of stuff, and it's going to be so cool for her. So,
way better than Cancun. Way more memorable than Cancun.
Yeah.
Right.
And honestly, probably better people that she'll go on the trip with.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's all signed up for that. It's in the works. So that's really cool. I'm excited. And then my thoughtful one was this like mom Facebook page that I follow asked the question, like it was a fan question, that where somebody said, do you ever feel really sad to watch your kids grow up because they're getting older so fast? Does it make you sad? And like, I just wanted to put it out in the universe that for me, I felt sad about it, like watching my kids get older fast, like go so fast, and that they were going to move out someday. And then my friend's preteen daughter passed away, and I felt super guilty saying that I felt sad watching my kids grow up because didn't get to watch her kid grow up. So it changed my perspective a lot. So anybody out there that like feels sad when of, you know, thinking of their kids growing up so fast, especially with graduation around the corner, just instead like change it in your head to, I'm so fortunate to get to watch my kids grow up, and like change that outlook in your head and try to live in the present instead of the past. And it really helped me. So it was just my thought for the day.
That was deep. God, I hit my heart. Sorry. Hit my heart, right in my heart.
Okay, I'm
didn't mean to go deep.
No, that's good.
I'm obviously obsessed with Erin coming out here, but I know she's going to talk about that, so I won't steal her thunder, but I didn't want anyone to think I wasn't obsessed with that. Jackie mentioned I had like a really, we all had kind of shit weeks. My work week was kind of shit, but we have a brand new summer camp that I've been trying to start for like literally 5 years, and it started this week. And so I just kept finding excuses to go out there and like hang out with the kids because they're so cute. So it just totally like brought back that like, oh, this is why I do this, because like it's so rewarding and whatever. And so I was talking to one of the little kids today, and he's like this tiny little peanut. He's like, I think he's 5. And I was like, did you have fun this week? And he said, yeah, I'm like, he's like a little grown up. I'm kind of sad because I don't want to go. And I was like, oh, you want to stay here? And he said, yeah, I want to stay for a million years. And I said, oh, that's a really long time. And he said, no, I want to stay for 3 million years. And I was like, oh my gosh, my little heart. And so just like that age group, I just, oh man, I was like, when things are getting stressful, I'm going to come out here and, you know, supervise.
Did you tell him the planet would be dead in 3 million years? So
I'm not a monster. So I did. Certainly. Oh, did tell him that.
I am obsessed with, well, besides Erin being here, we'll talk about it when Erin talks about it. Assuming that's what Erin's going to talk about. Who knows? She may have
something. She better.
I have two, but that's one of them. I swear.
Lex and Lincoln get home tomorrow. They've been gone for 2 weeks. So I'm really looking forward to them coming home. I had a terrible week at work too, like really bad. It's already stressful enough in Parks and Recreation during the summertime, and then people like to add to it.
You're just not nice.
People are the worst.
Yeah.
Also, because Lex and Lincoln have been gone for 2 weeks, I do miss them terribly, but I've been watching a lot more TV than I normally get to watch. And I'm almost through this one show that like, it's, I had watched it previously. Like I had gotten up to season 3 a few years ago. So now that they've been gone, I've been watching like the last 2 seasons because they're out on Netflix, which is Lucifer. It's so good. It's so good, you guys.
Okay, it seems like something I would like. I've heard people talk about it before.
It's really funny. It's really smart comedy. It's like the idea is the, obviously Lucifer is Lucifer, and he comes to Earth for vacation, and he ends up kind of getting infatuated with this like police detective, and he starts like solving cases. So it's like a police procedural, but it's
But with Lucifer,
and it's very funny, but not slapstick funny. It's like thoughtful humor funny. So it's really easy to watch, and I've been enjoying it. So I don't know how I'm going to finish it because they get home tomorrow and I have like 7 hours left of it.
Oh, you're not.
Oh, I'm gonna give it a try. I was
just, don't put that in her way.
She's gonna wake up real early.
Yeah. Or I guess just stay up late. What time do you have to pick him up?
Well, I have to get up at 6:30 for Thor, so.
But you can watch it tomorrow before you go pick him up.
I'm gonna try and do it. I'm gonna try and do it. Cause
you can do it.
Yeah.
All right, did you get caught up on Handmaid's Tale or Bold Type?
I have two more episodes to watch of The Handmaid's Tale. And I have one more episode of The Bold Type.
Okay.
You know that this next episode that's coming out is the season finale?
Yeah.
I thought there were 13 episodes a season. Mm-mm. I'm so sad.
The reason I've stolen The Handmaid's Tale is it's because it's so heavy and I've had such a shit week. I had to watch something.
No, that makes sense.
That made me like laugh and that I wasn't, it was easy to watch. So that's why I was watching Lucifer.
Okay.
Very funny though. Erin, your turn.
Okay, so my first one is Mare of Easttown, which I don't think we talked about because we didn't do the podcast. I'm rewatching it and I love it. And then I watched, Kate Winslet is really the thing I'm obsessed with. So then I watched Mildred Pierce, which is also on HBO.
And oh, I love Mildred Pierce.
Oh my God, it was so fucking good. I was like, are you kidding me? This is so good. And Kate Winslet she won like every award for it when it was like 2012.
Have you seen the original movie?
No, I haven't.
Like the one with Joan Crawford?
No, I have not. Yeah. But yeah, it was just really, really, really good. It's only 5 like hour long episodes. So it was just awesome. But the main thing that I'm obsessed with is California. So I went to visit and I got to meet everybody and it was lovely. And maybe one of my very favorite trips I've ever had. I don't want to cry because I get emotional talking about it because I was so sad to leave. I don't want to make myself sound like a total loser in Florida, but I don't have a lot of friends I hang out with here. So like being in California and hanging out with people that like I love and that make me laugh and that I can also make laugh and we just have a good time and have deep conversation, but like also don't have to say a word, can just sit in silence and be completely comfortable. Like that's really hard, I think, as an adult to find. And I found it with you guys and I love it. But I will say right now, California is absolutely fucking gorgeous. And I was shocked by how much I did not want to leave. And if I didn't have a family here and a job, I probably wouldn't have. Like, I would have been like, so Jackie, I'm just staying forever. But it was just, it was awesome. And we went to San Francisco and I got the world's fastest tour.
The world's worst tour.
I think there's worse tours, actually.
I'm sure there are worse ones, but I don't know if there's faster ones. Look over there. Oh, you missed it. Okay. No, we went on a Sunday, so it was really busy and crowded, but we still ended up having a great time. Like,
I parallel parked on a very busy street.
Good for you.
She played Frogger.
Good job.
Across the street. It was just so fun. And then when we went wine tasting in Lodi, like it was just lovely. It was just lovely. I don't think I could have got better weather. Like everything was just gorgeous, like absolutely gorgeous. And like, I don't want to get sentimental, even though I kind of am. Like you guys are just really good, good, good friends. The best friends I've made in a very long time. And thank you for all the things. Like I just had a really good time. I don't want to.
Oh, we miss you, Erin.
I miss you guys too.
We don't have like a lot of people that like we meet right away and like fit into our group so well, and you really did.
Well, thanks. I just love you guys. It's so fun. And like even hanging out at Jackie's on Saturday, we just had such a great time and just talking and laughing and, you know, petting all the dogs. And it was just
so many dogs.
And I loved it. And Thor, oh, you guys, Thor. I loved him so much and he would like sleep outside my door. And I was like, I love him more than anything. I was just like, I don't want to leave him.
He did. He slept right up. It was very funny. It was very cute.
I mean, he moved throughout the night, obviously, but like in the beginning, he'd always lay right there. Like I could not see under the door because he was right there. It was so cute.
I want to like record him sleeping too, because he snores like an 80-year-old man. Like it's adorable.
Scout has started doing that.
Has she?
Yeah, she snores so loud right now.
It's very funny. Oh my god,
she was like obsessed with Aaron.
I loved her.
She was so scared to be around all the people and all the dogs that she just was like, what if I hide? What if I climb inside Aaron and sleep for several hours? Like,
done. Do it. Love it. And then I got to meet River.
Everybody was obsessed with Aaron.
I loved it. It felt good to be loved. Not that I'm not loved here. That makes it sound really... I just zagged Gail and she's not here. No, I'm very loved here, but it just felt... It was just lovely. I just had such a great time. Like, I've not had that great of a time on a trip on my own before. That was just really, really good.
God, and we ate the best tomato pesto goat cheese.
Oh my God. So I would murder somebody for that right now. Good. Like, it was so good. Oh God.
Oh, did you tell Stace that we watched that movie About Time?
Oh no, we watched About Time.
Good. That's one of my favorites. Did you love it?
Is that the one with Rachel McAdams?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Did you love it?
Sobbed. Like, yeah. I was like sobbing. Jackie's like, are you all right? Because I was like, I started laughing.
No.
I was like crying so bad that I was like.
when Erin says she sobs at movies, I always thought she was like exaggerating a little bit until I witnessed it. And then I was like, oh shit.
I was like, I was trying so hard too, because sometimes when I'm like crying during the movie, I'm like, and I was like trying to not do that. So I was like. And my jacket is like, I was gonna have like a full-on breakdown, but it was so freaking good. Like, I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
And you guys know how well I deal with that kind of stuff. So I was just like,
don't get okay. She's like, well, cry. Time for bed.
What? I was like, hello, oh, no one.
Chips.
Chips.
Oh, and the cookies, the crumble cookies.
I took some by. I took a piece, by the way. Thank you.
Oh my god!
When I came over to say goodbye to Aaron, I took a piece.
I saw the knife in the sink.
I ate my rest of my peanut butter one here at the house. I heated it up in the microwave. I was like, "This is gonna help for like a minute, and then I'm gonna go back to missing them." I just had a really good time, so thank you very much for everything.
Crumble cookies. They were. Yeah, they're very good.
Man, the Fundy cookies.
They wrap.
I should get a job there for like a week and get all the recipes.
I know somebody whose daughter works there as a baker, and that job is apparently the business because you don't have to deal with any of the people. You just come in early in the morning, you bake the cookies, you leave. You eat the cookies, you take the cookies home.
I wish there was one close to me. Mm.
Yeah, so good. Crumble cookies is hella good. They're just always so damn busy. We DoorDashed them though.
That's what I do because I'm not going to wait in that line.
Ugh, yeah, I wish I could DoorDash them. Fuck.
They're a chain. It's not like they're just here.
I don't think there's one here.
They are rapidly growing.
Well, I mean, maybe there's one here. I mean, if there is.
Maybe they'll end up in the penis of America. It's hard to say.
Yeah. I mean, so many people end up in the penis of America. It's really sad, actually. Something
really gross. Yeah. Ugh. Well, you are welcome here. The dangly bits. And, the scrotum of America.
The dangly bits of America.
You're welcome here anytime, Erin, for as long as you
thank
want.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We were all very sad when you left.
Even forever.
Even forever.
Makes my heart happy.
We'll run it by Newsom.
I'm sure he'll approve.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be a problem. How's everyone's alcohol?
Great.
Delightful.
So good. Yep. I'm digging it.
Yeah, great. Perfect. I hadn't had the raspberry lime before, and I agree with Stacey that the regular lime one is gross. This one's good.
The raspberry is good, yeah. I can hear fucking Thor clanging his damn water bowl everywhere right now. Fucking sadist, man. I'm telling you. He gets upset because it's empty, and I'm like, yeah, you dumb, you just dumped it everywhere, of course it's empty. You're barking.
That's so what Scout does. Scout knocks it over and then Piper goes and scratches.
What did you do?
Because it's empty.
What did you do,
man? How many of us, well,
who's
maybe
that?
Not Aaron so
who's
much
that?
The dog is older. How many, the three of us probably say, what are you doing? So many times a day. What's in your mouth? What are you doing?
What's in your mouth? What are you eating all the time.
But Aaron, if you get a puppy anytime soon, you can join that club too.
Fingers crossed.
Why are you all wet? You knocked the water bowl over, didn't you?
So they are in Florida. They're just not in Tampa.
Oh, that's rude.
There's one in Orlando, though. At the Camping World Stadium.
Oh, can I, since we're still recording, can I tell you guys, I have one more mini little thing I'm obsessed with. Mm-hmm. I won't be here next week because I'm going to Disneyland and I'm so excited. And I want to, I told myself that like, I don't really care if I get a pass for Rise Resistance or if I get into Avengers Campus. I lied. I care. I want to go.
You got to go.
Yeah. Especially Rise of the Resistance. I think if I don't get into Avengers Campus right on this trip, I'm going to be okay. But I really want to go on Rise of the Resistance. And I really want to go on Smuggler's Run because the last time I went to Disneyland was right after it opened. Mm-hmm. And my anxiety was so bad I couldn't go on it. So I really want to go on it. So
Smuggler's Run is really fun too. I'm telling you right now, Rise of the Resistance was like one of my very favorite rides ever because of the entire experience.
Yeah.
From like sitting outside at 2 o'clock. Or wait, 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock, waiting to like get into the queue. Like I literally were sitting all around these people. Like I got in and I cheered and like everybody around me cheered. It was like Disney magic.
I love that.
It was so awesome. And then like standing in line and there was this little kid across from me. He was like 12 years old and he heard me cheering. He's like, "Hey, what group did you get in?" I was like, "Oh my God."
That's so cute.
That's just so awesome. It was just,
I'm excited to do something that feels like a little bit normal and fun. Yeah. And like, I'm a little nervous, but like I'm vaccinated. Yeah. So, you know, I feel like it's okay.
Our Disney, you don't have to wear masks outside if you're
that
vaccinated.
That stresses me out.
Yeah.
Like well, that's it for us this week, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, thanks indeed. For listening, everybody.
Have the best day available to you.
The best day available to you.
I love
that's
it.
That's sound advice.
Bye.
Bye.
Have the day you deserve.
Bye, Mom.
Oh, the day you deserve.